41.
Artist Ganga and Carpenter Ganga.
Long ago, a town had a famous artist named Ganga. He was very clever, but he had a very big problem. He was envious. He was the town leader, and he did not want anyone as clever as he to live in the town.
Several years later, a carpenter moved to the town. His name was also Ganga. He was very clever. He did everything well and became famous as a carpenter. This made artist Ganga so unhappy that he decided to kill Carpenter Ganga.
One day, artist Ganga visited Carpenter Ganga and said, "My dear Ganga, last night I dreamed of a deity that told me 7 days from now you will be sent to their palace because it needs to be fixed."
Carpenter Ganga asked, "How do I get there?"
"You will sit on a platform, and then we will put wood around you and beat gongs and drums," artist Ganga said.
Carpenter Ganga agreed, but he knew that this was artist Ganga's plan to kill him. During the next 7 days, Carpenter Ganga dug a tunnel from under his house to under the platform. He put enough food in the tunnel to last a month.
On the seventh day, artist Ganga went to the place where the platform was. He saw Carpenter Ganga sitting on the platform. After wood was stacked around Carpenter Ganga, artist Ganga ordered the people to light a fire. When the fire was burning, he ordered the people to beat gongs and drums. He did not want anyone to hear Carpenter Ganga's screams as he died in the fire. However, Carpenter Ganga had already escaped and was in his tunnel.
A month later, Carpenter Ganga came out of his tunnel and walked to artist Ganga's home. He said, "I have finished my work. The deity told me to send you there to paint the palace."
Artist Ganga was very surprised to see Carpenter Ganga alive and asked, "How do I get there?"
"The same way that I did," replied Carpenter Ganga.
"When?" asked artist Ganga.
"Tomorrow," replied Carpenter Ganga.
Artist Ganga believed this. The next day, he sat on the same platform. Wood was set afire around him, and he died.